Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Bikurim with lesson number 13, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet, the third Perek, the third and fourth Mishnayos. We continue to accompany the Jewish people on their way from their ma'amodos, on the way from their various districts, up to Yerushalayim. Hakrovim, those districts, those regions of Eretz Yisrael, which are close to Yerushalayim, so that the fruits that they bring will not spoil if they are brought fresh, then those groups, Mevi'im Te'enim Va'anovim, they bring fresh figs and fresh grapes. For Horchokim, those who are distant, where there is a danger that the fruits that they bring, the figs or the grapes, might spoil or rot on the way, Mevi'im Grogros V'tzimukim, they bring dried figs or raisins, so that they come in an edible form to Yerushalayim. Accompanying the whole parade was a shor, an ox. The Yerushalmi says that this ox was designated to become a korban shlomim, because we have already learned in Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalet that along with the bikurim, a korban, an animal sacrifice, was brought. And so, hashor holech lifnehem, this ox walked at the head of the procession, v'karnov mitzu pozov, and its horns were decorated in gold, just for beauty's sake. V'atoro shel zayis berosho, and a crown of olive leaves or olive branches was on the head of that ox. Various reasons are given. The Rambam says, because there is no tree, at least no tree in Eretz Yisrael, as beautiful as the olive tree. Hecholil mako lifneihem. Cholil is a musical instrument, something like a flute. And the person playing the flute was striking with his fingers the holes of the flute to make music as he was going along. Ad shemagiyim korov lirushalayim, until they came close to the city of Jerusalem. Higiu korov lirushalayim, once they were close to Yerushalayim, sholchu lifneihem, they sent out scouts to announce that, hey, we're on the way. Ve'itru es bikureihem, and they took the best fruits and decorated the entire heap of fruits with those best fruits. Hapachos, hasikonim, v'hagizborim, various members of the aristocracy of Kohanim and Leviim, and the officials of the temple, of the Beis HaMikdosh, Yotzim Likrosom, went out to greet the pilgrims, those who were coming along with Bikurim, the Olim, those who were going up to Yerushalayim, were greeted by the upper class, so to speak, of the residents of Yerushalayim. Lefi kavod hanichnasim hayu yotzim, that according to the prestige of those who were entering, so went out from Yerushalayim those who were greeting. As if the group entering was lower class, a lower element would leave Yerushalayim. A higher class, a higher element would exit from Yerushalayim. However, Yerushalmi asks the question, is there such a thing among the Jewish people as someone who's greater and someone who's lesser? Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. All Jews are of royalty. However, the Mishnah says, what this means is the size of the welcoming delegation would reflect the size of the incoming delegation. So that if the incoming delegation was small, there would be a small group coming out to welcome them. If the incoming group was large, a large delegation would go out to welcome them. As they entered the streets of Yerushalayim, everyone who was sitting would stand up to honor the people who were coming with Bikurim to Yerushalayim. And even a person who was a tradesman, a craftsman, who was busy with his work and perhaps even working for another, stood up for the entering Olim, those who are coming up to bring Bikurim. It's interesting that these craftsmen were not obligated to stand up for a Talmud Chacham because they were busy with their work, but they did stand for the people who brought Bikurim, because the people who brought Bikurim were involved in a mitzvah, and chaviva mitzvah b'shato. It's wonderful, precious, especially dear, to honor by standing up for a person at the moment he's doing a mitzvah. This is the reason given, by the way, why the custom has become quite widespread these days for the audience at a wedding to stand when the chasan or kala begin to march down the aisle. The reason is because they are involved in a mitzvah b'shata. They're getting married, which is a great mitzvah. So at that moment, we stand for them, just as the workers stood for the mevi'e bikurim. As the Mishnah says, v'chol ba'ale umanios, all craftsmen, skilled tradesmen, shebirushalayim, omdim lifneim, stood up for them, v'shoalim bishlomom, and greeted them, inquired after their well-being, and said, achenu anshe mokom poloni, our brothers, the people from Tzfas, Tveria, Yafo, wherever, Bosem l'shalom, Boachem l'shalom, welcome, welcome. Mishnah Dalet continues, Hecholil mako lifneihem, as they were entering Yerushalayim, the flute continued to be played, still had the music, ad shemagiyin lahar habayis, until they reached the Temple Mount. Higiyu lahar habayis, once they reached har habayis, afilu agripas hamelech, even the great king Agripas, notel hasal al kisefa, would take his basket upon his shoulders when nichnas. In other words, along the whole route, specially significant, prestigious, important people would not necessarily carry the basket themselves. But once it came, once they reached, the procession reached Harabias, then even the most noble people, the most royal people, even King Agrippas, would take this, the basket of fruit in himself. Ad shemaki el azora, until they came to the azora, to the temple courtyard. Higia la azora, once they entered the temple courtyard, v'dibru halviim bashir, the Leviim began to sing. They sang the song. Remember that the Bikurim is ta'un shir, requires Leviim's singing. They sang Tehillim Kapitel Lamed, which we know as Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDovid, which begins with the words, Aromimcho Hashem, I will exalt you, God, ki dilisoni, because you have raised me up, v'lo simachta oivai li, and did not permit my enemies to rejoice about my defeat. It's always interesting to me that it says here, not v'shoru halviim b'shir, that the Leviim sang a song, but rather v'dibru halviim b'shir, the Leviim spoke a song. There is an expression in Yiddish, zu zogen anigen, to talk anigen. And some Hasidim feel that this is only Litvaks, non-Hasidim, who are not into singing so much, who say, zogt anigen, say anigen. But the origin of that expression in Yiddish, zu zogen anigen, to say or to speak a melody, perhaps traces back to this phrase, v'dibru halviim bashir. In any case, you'll forgive me that little digression. Wasn't really very important. We're now at the end of lesson number 13.